Bala and Bryn Christopher. The track is called Sweet Lovin'. We're finishing up our conversation about Instagram Kids because yesterday they did decide, I suppose, to put a pause on developing Instagram Kids due to the criticism that they received from lawmakers in the US as well as users. One of the people who actually works for Instagram said, critics of Instagram Kids will see this as an acknowledgement that the project is a bad idea. That is not the case. The reality is the kids are already online, and we believe that developing age-appropriate experiences designed specifically for them is far better for parents than where we are today. And like I said, they might have a point.
Hey, Stephanie B. I mean, let's be honest, guys aren't wrong. It has its obvious cons, right, in terms of, like, a calling ground for all the vulnerables. But on the other hand, I guess if the controls are there, it could work because, you know, let's just say maybe they have Instagram for kids and you're not allowed to comment or to DM.
Yes.
The only activity that you can engage in is...
just post a picture.
The like feature,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
The heart. Mm-hmm. That's it. Bam. No one can comment, nothing. It has no access to your location. You cannot post any of that stuff. So maybe if the features around it were really strict and controlled, could be an option. Because guys, let's get real, there are kids on Instagram already,
yep,
posting stuff, following things, doing their own thing, whether or not it's on their parents' Instagram, whether they have their own, they're already vulnerable. So if we can give them a super controlled space to do what they want to do in, yes. But I mean, we have to be really strict about this stuff.
I like the idea of it not looking anything like the adult Instagram or the Instagram that we all use, that you can't comment, you can't DM, that in fact it is called a social media, but it's not very social, that it would make it incredibly difficult to bully because you couldn't even comment underneath someone else's picture or even send them a direct message.
Instagram for kids. That's a hard no for me. There is already so much going on with child trafficking, pedophiles, you know, the people that use them in sex work can literally pick off a gallery which child they want, and now we want to literally serve them with a menu? Come on, how are we protecting our children by doing that?
Hey guys, oh yeah, no, definitely a no-go on Instagram for kids. I don't even think adults are mature enough to use Instagram, let alone kids. The pedophiles will have a field day with that.
Steph, I think at the end of the day, you can't stop progress. Whether kids use Instagram on their parents' phones, their siblings' phones, is going to happen. I mean, I have a colleague whose six-year-old child uses TikTok, and I mean, I'd rather see them have a platform dedicated to children where they can ensure that safety measures are put in place to protect these young people rather than expose them to potential harm on other platforms that aren't necessarily built for them. Again, you just can't stop progress. There's this fear of digitization amongst the youth that it's going to happen, and you just need to adapt to it and make it safer.
Yeah, look, being resistant to change has never really worked out well, historically speaking. And making something illicit or illegal makes it kind of more enticing for children. Whereas if you open it up and it kind of takes the thrill out of it and it allows more control for the parents, you can have control of the fact that you can try and create it as much of a safe space as possible. But again, I'll say this, I've been saying it throughout the entire morning, I don't have the answers. This is just an open conversation, and it's one that is not over. This conversation is going to continue. Facebook and Instagram have said, yes, we've put it on pause, but we're not stopping the project. This isn't us admitting defeat or that it's a bad idea. This is them just going, okay, you know what, we're going to pause it. We're going to have conversations with lawmakers. We're going to have conversations with users and experts, and then we're going to pick it back up again. So this conversation, I'm sure we'll be talking about it in a few months again when they start the project up, and maybe we have a little bit more insight into what exactly they think Instagram for kids would look like. I think that one girl was definitely onto something where she said, no commenting, no DMing. All it is basically just posting a picture. That's literally all it is, which means it's almost identical to any picture that you could see of a kid, I suppose, online at the moment. So yeah, I don't know. We'll continue this conversation. We'll pick it up again. I will keep my ear to the ground, and if any other news pops up over the following weeks, I will make sure to bring it back to the show.